Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you here today. It's also a pleasure to have Carol V. Brown here. Carol is amazing. She's the visionary behind Brown Tones Productions with a mission to transform the lives of women and girls. She accomplishes this through her exceptional work as a highly sought-after motivational speaker, through her Harriet Tubman portrayal, which is amazing. She's an author, an actor, teaching artist, an emotional code practitioner. One of the women who so unwaveringly really left an indelible on Carol, most and literally inspired her work, is Harriet Tubman, one of the most famous Civil War historical figures of all time, who led hundreds of slaves to freedom as a conductor of the Underground Railroad. Carol's first book, 30 Lessons in Love, Leadership, and Legacy from Harriet Tubman, teaches readers about Harriet Tubman's treasure trove of her multifaceted character's inherent strength and resilience that lies within all of us, waiting to be untapped. Carol's second book, The Harriet Tubman Way, an inspirational guide to self-love, empowerment, and legendary leadership for girls, reminds females everywhere that self-love is key to a meaningful life. You can embrace the gifts and never let anything stop you from pursuing your hopes and dreams. Carol specifically made these easy to read for children, too, so they can easily understand and relate to them with that ease and self-awareness. Besides her book, Carol is, as I mentioned, a certified emotion code practitioner, holistic healer, helping us release lifelong trapped emotions that may be negatively affecting our mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being and just be all sort of bogged up and unreleased inside us. She helps you with that. She's dedicated to helping women and girls heal themselves and improve their lives while continuing to carry on Harriet Tubman's legacy. It's my pleasure to welcome her live and direct from Washington State, just outside Seattle, Carol V. Brown of Brown Tones Productions. Carol, thank you very much for joining us here on Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure for me to be here. I'm really excited to be able to share my journey and Harriet Tubman.
You know, it's a beautiful journey, too. And tell us before even Harriet Tubman about maybe some of the things in your life that inspired you earlier to even, you know, on your own life's journey to do the work that you do today.
Okay. Well, I'm not originally from Washington. I was born and raised in Dayton, Ohio. And I come from a family of writers and musicians. My mother was very big inspiration for my life. I'm in my 70s now, and my mother made her first TV commercial at age 75. So I have some longevity and some inspiration to keep on going, as
yes.
I heard from Harriet. And so, yes, I grew up in Dayton. My husband, James, and I have three children. We moved to Washington State in 1987, where I began my career as a dietitian at the VA hospital in Seattle, a Veterans Administration hospital, and I worked there for 30 years. And
that's wonderful.
Yes, it's been a wonderful journey, and that's part of where I started portraying Harriet Tubman is during my time at the VA hospital. I was coordinator for African-American employees on the equal opportunity chair person for African-American people. And I developed Black History Month programs. And so one year I decided to research Harriet Tubman and present her life. And that's when I learned so much about her that I thought people need to hear more of her story.
That's amazing. That's incredible. And what is it about, well, there's many things I'm sure, but why are you inspired by, what is it about Harriet Tubman's story that really resonates with you?
Okay, I'll review a little bit because I know not everybody who's listening knows much about her. Harriet Tubman was born around 1821 in Maryland as a slave, third generation slave. And why she is known today is, even though she suffered in slavery as most slaves did, being treated poorly, no money, no education, not allowed to be educated. Once she was about 29 years old, she had the courage to leave that life behind, and she escaped on her own with some help from somebody, but she was left her life of slavery. And when she got free, she decided she was free, and her people deserved to be free as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Harriet Tubman started working with the Underground Railroad, which is an organization of a private, quiet organization of people who wanted to help people escape slavery. And she went back to Maryland at least 13 times and rescued 70 people and also instructed other people how to save themselves. So that's remarkable. She never got caught. No one that ever traveled with her got caught. But she wasn't finished. She wasn't finished at that time. She served in the Civil War as a scout, a nurse, and a spy. Jim, today, if you go to the CIA website, you'll see how they recognize Harriet Tubman. So there's a whole lot more to her story than what people know. She later lived in Auburn, New York, and there she, you can still visit her home there, and there she had a home for a shelter for people who had no place to go. A homeless shelter, you could call it. So there's a whole lot more to her story than just learning that she did rescue people on the Underground Railroad.
You created Brown Tones Productions. Tell us about some of the extraordinary you work do with the company.
First of all, it was developed, my husband James had a beautiful voice. He's passed on now, but at that time we would travel all over and portray Harriet Tubman, and he would sing Negro spirituals as part of our program. And so that was when we organized the name of our company as Brown Tones Productions. But now I use it more to not so much, I don't just portray Harriet Tubman, but as I come and speak and do workshops as myself, drawing on her stories, sometimes doing some portrayal or maybe showing some video of myself doing portrayal, to bring out the fact that I say she had to have self-love to even believe as a little third-generational slave girl that she could possibly be free one day. And that self-love developed into her dreams. She was able to visualize her freedom, and then later on to actually have that come to fruition, that she was free and free to live her life and fully how she could. So Brown Tones Production is my business name that I use because Harriet Tubman is my main person, I portray, but I have other stories and other ways to share the self-love concept. So rather than be called Harriet Tubman, it's Brown Tones Production.
Let's talk about the incredible Harriet Tubman portrayals. That sounds incredible.
Thank you. So a lot of people portray Harriet Tubman, and everyone does an excellent job of their interpretation of her life. I decided after learning how much she did after her 7 or 8 years on the Underground Railroad and her life before that, that I wanted to present her at the near the end of her life. She lived to about 92, 93. So I portray her as that elderly woman sitting in her parlor, and people coming to visit. So my program was called A Visit with Aunt Harriet. She was called Aunt Harriet affectionately in Auburn. And so I'm able to share all her rich stories in a way that people feel as if they are sitting and with Aunt Harriet and she's telling them her life. She answers questions. She gives the wisdom of someone who lived such an extraordinary life, shares her friendships with people like Frederick Douglass and John Brown and all the ways that she has learned so much about freedom and the importance of continuing to support and fight for freedom, and that anybody can make a change in the lives of other people. We just have to have that determination and keep on going and never stop. And that was the line that I love to repeat over and over. She is known for is keep on going. She would tell that to people as she guided them to freedom, and they would be scared or hungry or without clothing. And most of her trips are in the winter time. And so you know that the people could be feeling like, oh, no, I can't make it. I'm going to go back. And she would say, no, you can't go back. You start out with me.
Right.
You got to keep on going. And that determination is so important to share.
Very inspirational, too, isn't it, on so many different levels?
Yes, it is. Definitely.
Yeah. Tell us about the book, 30 Lessons in Love, Leadership and Legacy from Harriet Tubman. Congratulations on that, too.
Thank you. So that was my first book, and I decided that I wanted to go to a classroom and not just portray Harriet Tubman, but I wanted the young people to learn more about her and her stories and the lessons that they can learn. So there's 30 lessons. Each one is a very short story written in first person, as if Aunt Harriet was reading it to them. And then it starts off with a quote from someone famous they might learn the lesson from. Like the first lesson is keep the spirit of a leader. Another lesson might be have the support system. Be able to communicate. Communication can be very creative. Harriet, the story that I share in that chapter, talks about how the slaves communicated in songs, that they could get the message of when they were going to meet in the woods for a church meeting and sing it out in the open, steal away to Jesus, and not give away their plan because they were creative enough to be able to change the words. The people who taught them the songs didn't care if they changed the words, so they could change the words and give the total details of when, where, and what to bring to eat, I say, when they get together.
That's right.
So that's just a couple of the lessons. Some more are on-the-job training. Harriet worked hard as a child, but when she needed to have a way to earn money as an adult, she had so many things to pull from. So this is to teach our young people that, yeah, you may have chores, but those chores are teaching you responsibility. So that's the way I use that book. There's 30 lessons, and I was fortunate to write it. I have written it in a way that in a classroom, I challenged the young people to interpret the stories back to the class in their own creative manner. So maybe bulletin boards have had poetry, different ways that it helps the young people get involved and understand that this lesson is there for them to understand and incorporate in their lives.
That's right, for them to absorb and apply into their lives. Tell us about those specific work that you do, especially with girls and women.
I'm glad you asked that. Actually, this Sunday is March 10th, which is officially Harriet Tubman Day. She died around March 10th in 1913. And for many years, I've been bringing that holiday to be recognized in the community. And this Sunday, I'm having a webinar for Harriet Tubman Day, March 10th, and it's 6 o'clock Eastern Time, 3 o'clock my time, Pacific Time. And what I'm doing with that program is giving people opportunity to get a idea of what my book, The Harriet Tubman Way, which is an inspirational guide to self-love, empowerment, and legendary leadership for girls, what it is and how it can be used by other women. So I have been working with a beautiful group of women since October, going through chapter per chapter and discussing them. And so on this presentation, each woman is going to present in a summation of the chapter and their own interpretation of how to present it. So they're going to be lessons on love yourself, on forgiveness, on taking responsibility, things that are highlighted in the book that I say we can all learn from Harriet Tubman. And so the book is designed that we can use the book. There's a workbook. And there's also a gratitude journal. And connect with girls as mentors and go through the materials with them, giving them an opportunity to discuss the questions, be able to be creative in some way, and teach the lesson back and really take it internalize what it's saying. So just to give you an example, in Chapter 1, Love Yourself First, I start with a quote from Queen Latifah. When I was around 18, I looked in the mirror and said, "You're either going to love yourself or hate yourself." And I decided to love myself, and that changed a lot of things. So it brings not just Harriet Tubman's story, but it invites our girls and women to hear from someone else and part of their story. We open it up for discussion. So I have a question like, when times are difficult for you and you're sad and hurt, what do you hold on to? Harriet was able to hold on to her joy and love of her family when she's around them, and that meant extended family as well, because they all held each other up and supported each other. The women were sisters. The men were brothers, even though they weren't necessary your biological sister or brother, but it was a community, and that strong community is what I want to help bring back into our neighborhoods. You don't even have to live next to someone to be in community with them. It's all about the spirit that we bring with us and that we put out to connect with others. And that's what I want to teach our girls and women who also may be struggling. I have my own story of struggling and change in life. I mentioned that my husband had passed on, but before he passed, I actually had our relationship had ended a few years before then due to a change in personality, which I no longer felt safe in my own marriage, and so I had to leave that marriage. And it was after that that I wrote this book. And writing this book to teach girls self-love, I realized myself needed to be more empowered and find my joy that I was losing while in that relationship. And so this book is, and the whole program is not just for young girls, it's for us older ones as well.
That's wonderful. You also have the other book as well, which is a wonderful complement to the other book, Harriet Tubman Way, an Inspirational Guide to Self-Love, Empowerment, and Legendary Leadership for Girls. How is it different from the other book, Carol?
So the first book is, I didn't put a gender on it, so I think it's more comfortable for guys to read. Not that the stories have changed. It's just that this second book, I use all the quotes are, well, really the second book has two versions. The first version has quotes from both men and women. But the women who have gathered with me in October pointed some things out to me that made me feel like I needed to make some changes. So now all of the people who are quoted at the beginning of the book are African-American women. And together with Harriet Tubman's stories, they give another picture of what their stories are. I have young and I have old. I have some still living. And so that is different than the first book, which has quotes from people of all races and even out of this country and more variety. So this second book was, as I was saying, it was, I wanted the girls to know that there's things for them that they can hold on to, that they can learn from some sheroes, Harriet Tubman being one, and all the other women that are highlighted in the book are sheroes to help massage that spirit in them, that they do have the power to change their lives from where it is now to whatever they dream to be. And so by each person that they read about and research a little bit about, they're seeing another success story. And many of them had childhoods or relationship problems that these women are experiencing right now.
That's extraordinary. It's such deep, beautiful, and powerful work that you're doing, Carol. Why is, from your perspective, Harriet Tubman the essence of self-love? And why is that something that's really important for us to all have?
Self-love is our connection to our divinity. Now, most religions believe that we do have a spirit within our bodies, and quite often our outside world, like Harriet Tubman, she was a slave. Her outside world was not a positive, encouraging environment for her. It was nothing in the culture of slavery that would have a little girl think that she could someday she would leave a legacy that 100 years after she's passed away, that I'm still talking about her and bringing her up as someone to emulate. That would be unimaginable. But because she did love herself, she did believe that she was worthy, that we are even speaking her name right now. So
yeah,
I see that
right.
That is a very great example of what self-love empowers us to do.
I mentioned, too, the emotion code. Maybe you can tell us and explain to our listeners what the emotion code is.
Yes. First, I want to mention that I discovered the emotion code a couple of years ago when my daughter, Adia, had reoccurrence of her cancer. And I went searching for alternatives to healing, and with the research, learning about energy healing, energy medicine, and emotion code is one of those modalities that's really amazing at what it can do. Unfortunately, Adia did lose her life last February, but I continue to say that I wanted to be able to learn more about healing. And the emotion code is looking at the fact that emotions are energy, and we are all energy, and our bodies can block those energies. The emotions can block the energy flow in our body, so that when we have certain blockages, our body can't do what it's naturally supposed to do and heal itself. So with the emotion code, which was developed by Dr. Bradley Nelson, who was his background was as a in my mind right now, chiropractors. So yeah. The emotion code is that we look at, we are able to tap into subconscious and ask yes or no questions. It's not reading minds, but the body will let you know, just like a lie detector machine, it reacts to certain questions. And so through the emotion code, we're able to isolate emotions such as anger or unworthiness or fear. There's so many different emotions, and an adult can have as many as 300 emotions blocking their body from being what it should be, as healthy as it could be. So through the elimination of emotions, we're helping people heal themselves from all types of problems, not just mental problems, but physical problems and emotional problems. So that is something that I have incorporated in how I work with women and girls, because to get that emotion out of the system by just, and when we release these emotions, they're gone. They don't come back. It's not that you might not have another episode of sadness, but that one is gone. And so that is being another way to help people find their joy and their healing of themselves.
Absolutely. I want to let folks know, too, that if you'd like to make contact, you can go to the website, carolvbrown.com. That's K-A-R-O-L-V, as in victory, Brown, B-R-O-W-N.com. Carol, this was an amazing conversation, and I know our audience was impacted greatly by it, and I hope we'll get a chance to chat some more and maybe even hear some testimonials, things of that nature, and I wish you nothing but continued blessing and joy in your world, and hopefully you'll come back and see us again, and I hope that you enjoy the time with me as much as I absolutely have with you today.
I have, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. Our very special guest, Carol V. Brown of Brown Tones Productions. What a great conversation, huh? Very in-depth, very meaningful. She's very passionate about what she does, and she loves what she does. And she helps others find self-empowerment and healing. It's incredible work she does. Honored to have her here on the show. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, inviting you to stay right there. I'll be back in just a minute with another great guest here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.